Don't let it start a rise, let's sleep by open eyes. We take a peek to find it by those minds, thinking, gazing with tranquility.
Hello, hello, hello. Greetings, greetings. Welcome to Hurdy Gurdy Man, Hurdy Gurdy Songs. This is your host, Jorge. Gorgeous day today here in Brooklyn. And I apologize for that little airspace there. In any case, let me get right to the music. Today's program, we're dealing with the theme of unwanted. That is, deportees, refugees, immigrants, immigration. Those are the themes that we're exploring in today's program. And the obvious choice for example, a Woody Guthrie song about deporting migrant Mexican workers is Plane Wreck at Los Gatos, otherwise known as Deportee. However, Woody Guthrie, also known as the Oaky Bard or Dust Bowl Balladeer, first identified with the Dust Bowl migrants who headed west to California after the great dust storms of the late 1930s wreaked havoc throughout the Midwest, destroying their homes, farms, and livelihood. And for Guthrie, this is one of his earliest connections to the people as such, and it became kind of his way of working his songs and his creativity through his connection to people. Will Kaufman notes that Okies, as they were known, with whom Guthrie was associated, tended to the more conservative side of the political spectrum, at least compared to Guthrie's leftist leanings. But in the Depression era times, really hard times, Guthrie's skill at capturing the desperation of people searching for hope in a, quote, newfound land, in song, is well highlighted in Dust Bowl Refugee, which was one of the Dust Bowl ballad series of songs, which include Talking Dust Bowl, Hard Traveling, Going Down the Road, Feeling Bad, and So Long It's Been Good to Know You, songs that helped to establish Guthrie's iconic folk canon. I think this one perfectly captures the experience of being unwanted and marginalized, even within your own country. Woody Guthrie, Dust Bowl Refugee. Thank you.
I'm a Dust Bowl refugee, just a Dust Bowl refugee. From that Dust Bowl to the Peach Bowl, now that peach fuzz is killing me. Cross the mountains to the sea, come the wife and kids and me. It's a hard old dusty highway for a Dust Bowl refugee. Hard it's always been that way, here today and on our way. Down that mountain, across the desert, just a Dust Bowl refugee. We are ramblers, so they say, we are only here today. Then we travel with the seasons, we're the Dust Bowl refugees. From the Southland and the Droughtland come the wife and kids and me. And this old world is a hard world for a Dust Bowl refugee. Yes, we ramble and we roam, and the highway, that's our home. It's a never-ending highway for a Dust Bowl refugee. Yes, we wander and we work in your crops and in your fruit. Like the whirlwinds on the desert, that's the Dust Bowl refugees. I'm a Dust Bowl refugee, I'm a Dust Bowl refugee. And I wonder, will I always be a Dust Bowl refugee?
So there you have it, Dust Bowl refugee, Woody Guthrie. It's kind of stunning how that's collection of songs and the focus, the concept, the idea of calling attention to refugees and people wandering the Southwest to find a home heading towards California. Didn't sell very well initially in its first release, but subsequently became, again, under many releases, one of the most important recordings by Woody Guthrie. Dust Bowl, they set the real canon. We're going to move over now to a song, a hurdy-gurdy song, which is from a really interesting collection called Music of Liberian Refugees. It was released in 2009, subtitled Giving Voice to Hope. It's pretty replete with traditional drumming and the West African responsorial singing. And it was recorded in Ghana during a collaboration between the University of Alberta and the Center for Youth Empowerment at Buduburam. Liberia, of course, we know has endured this intense interethnic conflict since 1989 when Samuel Doe overthrew the American Colonization Society elites, then became a dictator, even as indigenous rebel forces began a full-scale war resulting in the deaths of 200,000 Liberians and displacing nearly a million throughout refugee camps. Across West Africa, efforts to stabilize Liberia are still continuing. For the past 20 years, many Liberians have never set foot on their homeland. Michael Frischkop, ethnomusicologist at University of Alberta, writes, "These young musicians sing not only for themselves, but for camp members, or for other Liberians, but not for the world, but specially refugee camps that recount humanity's suffering while confirming suffering's humanity. Calabash Unites Us All is the group that's comprised of over 20 members of varying Liberian ethnicities. It takes its name from the village tradition of welcoming people with cold water served in a calabash, that is a gourd, symbolizing that all people drink from the same place. So here it is, Calabash Unites Us All, a song, a hurdy-gurdy song for Liberia. We are all Liberians. We Are All Liberian, refugees singing this incredible, beautiful song. Again, part of the collection, Music of Liberian Refugees. Pretty difficult to find, but if you look up University of Alberta or the Smithsonian Folkways, but the Canadian branch, yes, there is a Canadian branch, you might be able to find it. There's some really beautiful songs from all kinds of musical traditions and genres, including, you know, some rap. But that song, We Are All Liberians, beautiful example of a hurdy-gurdy song. Next up, here on Hurdy-Gurdy Songs, first of all, let me thank you again for joining me today on our program where we are listening to songs about the unwanted, the refugees, the immigrants. That's one of the things about this station, RadioFreeBrooklyn.org. That's very unique. We can really stretch out in a variety of directions. And I'm always looking for your comments, good suggestions. This is really community radio in the true sense of the word. My email here is at Jorge@RadioFreeBrooklyn.org. I always love suggestions for what you think the hurdy-gurdy song of the next episode might be. Jorge@RadioFreeBrooklyn.org. Also, I'm going to ask you, since this is community radio, to please donate to Radio Free Brooklyn at org.org, I should say. You can make donations. You can choose to sponsor Hurdy-Gurdy Songs, which is a new program on the network, and I'm very pleased to be here. Let's return to the music. Okay, as you know, on this program, we really do not stick to one genre. You know, I don't think many of us listen to just one genre of music. And so I really wanted to bring something from the world of film music with this theme of immigration. And this is a piece. Well, let me tell you about this. There was a film in 2015 called Humans by Jan Arthur Bertrand that features the compositions of Armand Amar, the Moroccan-born French composer and close collaborator of his. He says that Amar's compositions strongly emerge as adding value to the diversity and the richness of Human, the film. Singers and musicians from all over the world joined on this in this project to create a musical landscape of overwhelming eclecticism. In Amar's words, traditional music captures me, touches me, as it bears a direct relationship with emotions. For Human, my idea was to create a sort of sounding board for the interviews with a song that would deliver the same emotion. I wanted things to open up, the heart to open up, sorrow to open up without restraint. Human was one of the few moments in my life as a music composer for movies where I could express all these different cultures. Feeling so good both about this minimalist music and the interactions with all these musicians and singers from, quote, elsewhere, end quote. The film score contains tracks of taiko drumming, Syriac chants, Mongolian throat singing, and more. This piece, simply titled Immigration by virtue of its plaintive character, mournful vocals and rich orchestral string sections, is, in my opinion, a beautiful rendering of the sound of loss of one's home. Let's take a listen. Yeah, just a lovely, lovely piece of music, I would say. Of course, beautiful cinematic quality to it. Armand Amar's music, titled Immigration, from the film Humans. Okay, next up, I'd like to totally switch it up into kind of like a trad jazz kind of place, and this is a piece called Immigration Blues. It was first recorded by Duke Ellington in around 1926, 1927. But this version from an English group called Hot Stuff features some of the top names in the UK's trad hot jazz scene. It features Dick Charlesworth on clarinet and saxes, Mike Poynton on trombone and vocals, Chez Chesterman on cornet and vocals, Pat Hawes on piano, Jim Foray on banjo and guitar, John Rodber on bass, and Rex Bennett on drums. It was recorded in March 1992, the reunion of this group, Hot Stuff. It was recorded in Banstead, Surrey, for the British Upbeat label. So let's go from Immigration to Immigration Blues. Immigration Blues. Yes, Immigration Blues by Hot Stuff. Hot Stuff, and a little anticipation there on our next track there. but really just a really sweet, fun version of Immigration Blues. Kind of an odd juxtaposition of this banjo, beautiful banjo playing. I just can't get enough banjo, tell you the truth. But don't know much about this song. This one was a hard one to get a lot of information, aside from the fact that Duke Ellington did record it on his Volume 2 1926 recording. But in any case, a great version by the British Hot Jazz Ensemble, Hot Stuff. Next up is, we're going to switch now back to the Norteño world music, so to speak. And basically what I wanted to do was, just get into a little bit of Los Tigres del Norte, which of course, you know, they're just like the super legendary, you know, the Norteño band, multi-Grammy winners, Latin Grammy winners. But the music, Norteño, it's a regional country music from, of course, the border region, the highly controversial border region that we're talking about quite a bit these days. And Norteño features succinct and dramatic narratives that are told in kind of an aloof, almost deadpan language, with high-pitched singing and clipped accordion figures. Accordion is, of course, the central instrument in Norteño. It is an older, less worldly relation to Tejano or Tex-Mex. Los Tigres del Norte are, of course, legendary. And very active, still very active in the Norteño band scene. The band includes bajo sexto, six-string bass, the electric bass, drums, and occasionally the alto sax, which plays in close harmony with the accordion. The signature Norteño sound is that accordion, so as not to distract from the stories, which are usually pretty serious and sometimes emotionally sentimental. The arrangements are compact and spare. The accordion typically plays an introduction, usually scripted, and provides improvised passages among the verses, but there are no solos to speak of. To convey the import of the song, the singer enunciates as carefully as stage actors. Los Tigres, their first song about migrants, goes back to 1974. It's called Vivan los Mojados, Long Live the Wetbacks, is the translation. Typically, blame and accusation in corridos, that's the genre that they specialize in, these sort of narrative tales, they tend to be expressed delicately, and they're couched in metaphors and double meanings and codes, and especially a lot of humor. Corridos are not confrontational. Often, though, they contain boasts and defiant remarks. Vivan los Mojados typifies this corrido. Here's a lyric from here, translation. If they throw one of us out in Laredo, 10 more come in through Mexicali. If others are thrown out in Tijuana, 6 enter through Nogales. So it's not worth counting how many of us enter each month. So here on Hurdy Gurdy Songs, we're going to now feature Los Tigres del Norte.
Porque estamos ilegales y no hablamos el inglés. El gringo terco a sacarnos y nosotros a volver. Si uno sacan por Laredo, entran 10.
Okay, there you have it. Los Tigres del Norte calling out the corrido, Vivan los Mojados. And it's interesting how they point out that, you know, how unwelcome. They really talk a lot about how unwelcome. And that's the sub-theme of our program. The unwelcome deportees, immigrants. So, let's move on. Next up, I wanted to switch it up over here and go to back to England, and I wanted to play a song. One of the things about hurdy-gurdy songs is that they're not limited to strictly songs. So poetry is definitely one of the important elements that can be a part of this hurdy-gurdy song culture. And so I wanted to play this next track by the Jamaican-born poet Linton Kwesi Johnson, who relocated to London in 1963, where he grew up acutely aware of British racism and increasing violence against immigrants. By the mid-1970s, the National Front, which is the far-right nationalist followers of Enoch Powell, whom Eric Clapton ignominiously supported, along with a set of vagrancy laws known as the Suss Laws, these together targeted blacks and immigrants, resulting in violent confrontations and clashes between these groups and the police, serving as their proxies. In 1972, Johnson, who himself had been stopped countless times, was arrested for taking numbers of police officers who were beating some black youths. He drew from this experiences, and as a poet does, and coalesced them into this poem, which I think is just, it's a hurdy-gurdy song. The perspective is that of a young immigrant writing to his mother back in Jamaica about an unfortunate event where three policemen beat his brother, Jim, and after jumping in the fray, results in the accidental death of a police officer, and Sonny, the protagonist here, being charged with murders. Linton Kwesi Johnson's powerful poetry is underscored and further enhanced by Jamaican reggae and the two-tone and punk subcultures that were then emerging in London. Here we have Sonny's letter.
Southwest to England. Dear Mama, good day. I hope that when these few lines reach you, they may find you in the best of health. Mama, I really don't know how to tell you this, 'cause I did make a solemn promise to take care of little Jim and try my best to look out for him. Mama, I really did try my best, but nonetheless, I'm sorry to tell you, sir, poor little Jim get a rest. It was the middle of the rush hour, when everybody just a hustle and a bustle to go home for them evening shower. Me and Jim stand up waiting for a bus, not causing no fuss, when all of a sudden, a police van pull up. Out jump three policemen, all of them carrying baton. Them walk straight up to me and Jim. One of them hold on to Jim, say him taking him in. Jim tell him to let go of him, for him not do nothing. and him not teeth, not even a button. Jim start to wriggle, the police start to giggle. Mama, make I tell you what them do to Jim. Mama, make I tell you what them do to him. Them thump him in him belly and it turn to jelly. Them lick him on him back and him rib get pop. Them lick him on him head but it tough like lead. Them kick him in him seed and it started to bleed. Mama, I just couldn't stand up there and do nothing. So me juke one in him eye and him started to cry. Me thump one in him mouth and him started to shout. Me kick one pan him shin and him started to spin. Me thump him pan him chin and him drop on a bin and crash and dead. Mama, more policemen come down and beat him to the ground. Them charge Jim for sus. Them charge me for murder. Mama, don't fret. Don't get depressed and downhearted. Be of good courage till I hear from you. I remain your son, Sonny.
Yeah, Linton Kwesi Johnson, Sonny's Letter. Sonny's Letter, anti-sus poems. Clearly a hurdy-gurdy song. Okay, let me remind you, you're listening to Hurdy-Gurdy Songs on Radio Free Brooklyn. Please look at our programs. There's some great shows. Black and Blues, just wonderful, New Latin World, Dr. Lisa Gives a Shit, just some great, great programs. I'm listening more and more every day, and I'm loving it. And I'm a big NPR listener, you know, public radio and NYC and all those wonderful stations, but there's nothing like this in Brooklyn, in New York, and I really invite you to support RadioFreeBrooklyn.org. You will hear content like nowhere else. I know some of these songs on Hurdy Gurdy Songs you may know, some you might not know. I hope to find some real rarities of songs that I think are Hurdy Gurdy songs by virtue of the fact that they speak the truth, that they speak to a real honest appraisal of a situation and the response that artists, musicians, activists get involved in and make some kind of impact. I hope to find out more and more and share with you more and more about what that impact is of some of these songs. I know that Linton Kwesi Johnson's song, that song was really, really important, particularly at that time in England. And yes, perhaps the immigrant demographics have changed in Europe and in the United States, but these questions of being unwanted, these responses by artists to these sorts of situations, that's what makes these songs hurdy-gurdy. Okay, next I wanted to go back to Mexico. Not surprisingly, maybe, or maybe you're surprised, I don't know. This is Lila Downs. I say Lila because, you know, I'm Spanish, I'm Colombian, so I say Lila, but many of us know her as Lila. And Lila Downs, she's kind of a unique artist, and I often don't really focus on the artist, but Lila's a little bit unusual in that she really brings a lot to this, to the kinds of songs that she writes, the kind of hurdy-gurdy songs that she writes. This next song is called El Demagogo, the demagogue. And in it, she centers the song among the border factories, the maquiladoras, in Juarez, Tijuana, and elsewhere. Lila Downs references the fact that various relationships between the U.S. and Mexico are much more complicated than they might appear to the uneducated. I won't say who that might be. Lila, who is a mixed indigenous, she's Mixtec, Mexican and U.S. American heritage, understands the fear that Latinos experience in the U.S. In this song, she writes, "There's a blue-eyed devil man, thinks he's king of the world. He's a bully, a salesman, selling fear and hate." For Downs, music and especially her brand of social protest song, as it were, has to connect emotionally and physically. Her heroes, she lists them, and as Mercedes Sosa, Lucha Reyes, Chavela Vargas, strong woman who delivered songs powerfully through personal conviction. Here we have El Demagogo.
En la orilla de un sueño donde cruza la línea, crece un odio de envidia, porque somos más. Hay un diablo blanco que se cree rey del mundo, compra y vende. A pelear, que es que ni cuenta te das, parece un juego, pero esto es real. Y le rezo a los ancestros que no se dejen engañar. Despertó la bestia otra vez en este momento, esclavitud, cadenas arrastrando. Él es un merolico ambulante, charlatán, arrastrado del pasado, que no debemos ser.
Mussolini, Adolf Hitler, Pinochet, la tierra tiembla cuando recuerda.
No respeta a la mujer, no respeta razas, no respeta vida, toda la humanidad.
Pero a mí no me compra mi alma.
Now I can go forward. And also emphatically stating that you can't buy her soul. You can't buy the soul of the immigrants, of the people who are put in this impossible situation. That's Lila Downs, or Lila, the demagogue, El Demagogo. Okay, again, strong women's voices, always so important, maybe the ultimate hurdy-gurdy singers, voices of women. One of the things that actually Downs often does is she inserts a little rap in there, because she did, you know, grow up in the United States and lived in L.A. for a while. And so she brings a lot of these different popular and traditional elements together in a very wonderful way, I think. And she's just a great singer, period. Next up, I want to play a little bit of a piece that was recently released globally. And by the way, World Refugee Day is June 20th. Next week, June 20th, is World Refugee Day. And Common and the rapper and actor Common, they were enlisted by their collaborator, Keon Harrell, to record this next song called Running. This is the first installment of an initiative called Compositions for a Cause to advance social justice and humanitarian causes through innovative music. Proceeds from these recordings benefit organizations such as Refugees International, Human Rights First, and the International Rescue Committee, as well as other frontline NGOs struggling to address the current crisis. So please, if you want to get this recording, it would be a great cause. Proceeds support initiatives such as education for refugees' children, emergency relief, and supporting global advocacy for rapid resettlement plans. Next up here we have Running with Gregory Porter and Common.
Can you see strength in my eyes? I used to sleep through the night. Then hurricane, there were no lights, no sirens, just guns. It was violent and we had to run or die. I'm wasted in tents, 17 years inside a fence. I ran from the war, homeless, no school, no future. I'm a ghost, but not finished. I will run.
Say, oh, are we all alone? Say, no.
Thank you for joining me every Tuesday at 2 p.m. on Hurdy Gurdy Songs, where we will play these incredible songs, Hurdy Gurdy Songs. And I hope that you join us next week. And let's go out with probably the classic immigrant song. I'm sure you know this one.